Title: Polish an AMEN style sub for heavyweight sub impact in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, today we're going to do something that separates there's bass from the room just bent a little. We're polishing an AMEN style sub layer in Ableton Live 12 so it hits with modern heavyweight drum and bass impact, but still feels like it belongs to that chopped break energy. The mindset for this lesson is simple. The AMEN isn't only drums. It implies bass movement through kick and tom accents, ghosted tails, and dynamics. We're going to extract that low-end attitude, rebuild a stable sub that translates on big systems, and then add just enough AMEN-derived texture so the bass reads on smaller speakers without muddying the true sub. By the end, you'll have a two-layer instrument. Layer A is the sub fundamental, clean, tuned, phase stable, mono. Layer B is the AMEN texture, low-mid punch and character, band-limited, saturated, and carefully kept out of the Riedel sub-band. Then we'll route both into a sub bus. Lock it down with mono control, phase discipline, crossover sanity, and sidechaining that grooves instead of randomly pumping. Step 0. Session setup. Fast but important. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 176. I'll assume 174. Drop an AMEN break, or an AMEN style loop, onto an audio track. Now, warping. Complex Pro can smear transients, and for breaks, transients are everything. So try warp mode set to beats, preserve transients, and keep the envelope modest, like 10 to 30%. Or, if the loop is already tight at your tempo, sometimes the best warp is no warp, don't force it. Now put spectrum on the master. Keep it there the entire time, not to mix with your eyes, but to catch problems quickly. Wandering fundamentals, leftover lows, and note overlaps. Step 1. Identify the sub-moments inside the AMEN. Where does the low-end energy actually come from? Usually kick hits, low tom accents, and sometimes that room tail right after the kick. We're going to treat those as events we can mine. Duplicate your AMEN track twice. Name them AMEN Full, AMEN Sub Source, and AMEN Texture Source. AMEN Full is your reference. Leave it alone for now. Step 2. Extract usable low end as a source sample. Go to AMEN subsource. Add EQ8, high pass at 30 Hz with a steep slope, 24 dB per octave. That's just to kill rumble you don't want feeding your sub design. Then low pass around 120 to 180 Hz, gentle slope, like 12 dB per octave. We're isolating body, not trying to create a finished sub yet. If it's boxy, dip a little around 200 to 300. Now, optional but super useful. Add a gate. Set the threshold so only the kick and tom low hits open it. Set release long enough to catch a bit of tail, like 80 to 160 milliseconds. This is a big detail. If you gate too tight, you'll get clicky, unnatural low chunks. If you gate too loose, you'll bring back rumble and bleed. Aim for clean events. Now resample it. Create a new audio track called Resample Print. Set its input to resampling. Record one or two bars of the filtered, gated low-end events. You've just printed a simplified low-end map of the AMEN, that's way easier to slice and use musically. Step 3. Slice and rebuild it into something playable. Drag that resample print audio into simpler. Switch simpler to slice mode. Slice by transient. Adjust sensitivity until the main low hits, kicks and toms, are separated cleanly. Then convert slices to MIDI. Slice to new MIDI track. Ableton will create a drum rack with those slices mapped. Now audition. Your goal is to pick 1 to 3 slices that have the best low thump and the least trash. If a slice has great punch but also nasty noise, you can still use it later as texture, but it's not your fundamental. Step 4. Build the sub-fundamental layer, clean and stable. This is the modern heavyweight part. The mistake a lot of people make is trying to get true sub weight out of a noisy break slice. Don't. Use a clean core, then add character around it. Option A is fast and clean. Operator. Create a new MIDI track called Sub Fundamental. Load operator. Oscillator on a sine wave. Set the level so your track peaks are roughly in the minus 12 to minus 6 dB FS area. We're not trying to win loudness here. We're building headroom for impact. Now add the classic DNB punch with a pitch envelope. Turn on pitch env. Set the amount somewhere around plus 6 to plus 18 semitones. Start at plus 12. Set decay around 15 to 45 milliseconds. That little downward dupe at the start is the difference between a sub that feels flat and a sub that feels like it hits. Then amp envelope. Attack at 0 milliseconds to start. But keep in mind later we might add 1 to 3 milliseconds if we get clicks. Decay around 200 to 450 milliseconds depending on the groove. Sustain very low or off. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Option B. If you want it more AMEN derived, Use sampler with one good slice. Take your best kick or tom slice and load it into sampler. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter. Cut off around 80 to 120 Hz. Keep it low. If you want, add a tiny bit of filter drive, like 1 to 3 dB. Then shape the volume envelope so it doesn't bloom forever. This version can feel more organic, but it's also easier to make messy, so be strict. Step 5. Tune the sub to the track key. Non-negotiable. Put tuner on the sub fundamental track. Trigger your main note. If it's operator, adjust transpose or course. If it's sampler or simpler, adjust transpose and fine-tune. A practical teacher tip here. A lot of DNB lives comfortably with roots around F, F sharp, or G, because they translate well in clubs, and keep the main energy roughly in that 38 to 55 Hz zone depending on the vibe. You don't have to live there permanently, but if you go too low, you'll lose definition. Too high, and it stops feeling like a sub and starts feeling like a bass line. Step 6. Create the Amen texture layer for smack without mud. Go to Amen texture source, or use one of your slices that has character. Put AQ8 first. High pass at 70 to 90 Hz. Steep. 24 dB per octave. This is the rule. The texture layer does not own the sub band. Period. If you want chest, you can add a small bump around 120 to 200 Hz. If it clouds your break, dip around 250 to 400. Then add saturator. Mode like analog clip or soft sign. Drive 2 to 6 dB. And turn soft clip on. You're trying to create harmonics and density, not distortion chaos. Optional. Drum bus. Carefully. Drive 2 to 5. Turn boom off, because boom loves to fight true sub. If you need knock, add transients, something like plus 5 to plus 20. The test here is, on small speakers, you should still feel the bass rhythm even if the true sub isn't fully reproduced. That's the texture layer doing its job. Step 7. Polish, phase, mono, and crossover discipline. Select sub fundamental and amen texture and group them. Name it sub bus. On the sub bus, insert utility. Set width to 0%. Mono. This is where you stop pretending stereo sub is power. On most big systems, lows are effectively mono anyway, and stereo down there can literally cancel itself. Set gain so you have headroom. Aim for the sub bus peaking roughly minus 10 to minus 6 dB FS before any master processing. If you're already hotter than that, you're setting yourself up for a limiter to flatten your low end later. Add a Q8 on the bus if needed for sanity, but do most crossover work on the individual layers. If texture is leaking low end, tighten the texture high pass. On the bus, only do subtle moves, like a gentle low shelf around 60 Hz down 1 or 2 dB if it's excessive. Put spectrum on the sub bus too. You're looking for a stable spine. One dominant peak that holds steady when the note is sustained. If you see two equally loud peaks in the 40 to 80 region, that usually means you've got fundamental plus leftover low end in the texture, or overlapping note stacking. Fix it by tightening the texture filter or shortening note overlap. Now a stock-only phase check. Temporarily put utility on one layer, and hit phase invert left and right. If flipping phase makes the combined sound louder, you had a phase issue. The fix is usually not leave it inverted. The fix is aligning timing. Adjust sample start, envelope timing, or micro timing between layers. And this is where micro latency matters. If your texture feels late, nudge it earlier by 5 to 20 milliseconds. If it clicks or feels detached, nudge it later. Use track delay in live so you don't mess up the clip positions. This tiny alignment can turn okay into stupidly solid. Step 8. Glue it with controlled dynamics, sidechain that grooves with the Amen. Put compressor on the sub bus. Enable sidechain. You can sidechain from Amen full, but here's the issue. The Amen is busy. Ghost notes and snare textures can cause random ducking, and random ducking makes the sub feel inconsistent. So the advanced move is to sidechain from a dedicated ghost kick trigger. Make a simple trigger track. A muted click or short kick sample in simpler, programmed only where you want the sub to get out of the way. Then sidechain from that track. Now your low end moves predictably, even if your Amen edits get wild. Starting compressor settings, ratio 3:1 to 6:1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, so you don't completely erase your transient if you have one. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and time it to the bounce. Threshold so you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on hits. Clean, controlled, not a big EDM pump. Step 9. Add harmonics without losing clean weight. On the sub fundamental track, not the whole bus, add saturator. Soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Then match the output so it's the same loudness before and after. If it sounds better only because it's louder, you're not making good decisions. If you need a touch more translation, use the color control very subtly, around 800 to 1500 HE, but keep it tasteful. The goal is audibility, not turning your sub into a mid-range instrument. And remember one of the core truths: if the sub feels like it's there but not loud, it usually needs harmonics, not more 40 HE. Extra coach note: do a sub audit at 3 listening levels. Very quiet, can you still follow the bass rhythm? If not, add harmonics on the fundamental layer or a parallel harmonics chain. Medium: does it feel solid without masking the break? Loud: does it stay solid, or does it blur? If it blurs, shorten amp release first, then touch EQ. Envelope control beats EQ for low-end cleanliness almost every time. Also, keep the sub transient intentional. A lot of perceived weight is the first 30 to 80 milliseconds. If your note lengths are inconsistent, don't chase it with compression. Standardize note lengths and use a consistent amp envelope so every hit has the same front edge. One more rule: don't put limiters on the sub chain for safety. If you need safety, it's a gain staging or envelope problem. Heavy low end into a limiter equals flattened movement, and that reads as less impact. Dep 10. Arrange it like a record. Heavyweight subs are arranged, not just designed.